And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner, joined now by Norwalk Girls Wrestling Coach Alana Vederick. And Coach, it's been a couple weeks now since your last competition there in December. What kind of things have you've been trying to work on here during the winter break and get accomplished?
Yeah, during this winter break, we've definitely been talking more about transitioning our wrestling moves. A lot of the time we just get stuck of thinking like this move, then this move, then this move, instead of having them all pull together. So more chain wrestling is definitely what we've been trying to encourage the girls and be more confident in their offense.
Well, November, December, you got quite a few meets in. What kind of things have you been impressed by so far with the team overall?
So this year, starting off, my main goal was to get the girls more aggressive, and they definitely have been doing that this year. So we've transitioned into showing them a lot of technique and trying to get the girls to develop their own style. So that's been really exciting to see some of the things that the girls have picked up and them developing their own kind of things that they like to do during their matches.
And let's talk about some of the individuals on the team and the success they've had so far. One girl that, you know, her record kind of stands out, Kaylee Papiano, wrestles a lot at 135 for you, junior. I've got her at 20-5. She's really, really come on strong this year.
Yeah, no, Kaylee has done awesome. She's just one of those girls that is very unique in her style, and she doesn't stop wrestling. Definitely gets me out of my chair a few times, but she's fun. She's awesome. She's trying to learn, and she's had a pretty good season so far.
Another junior, Katie Lidke, has been one of your top performers the last couple of years, and she's 13-6 and doing her thing at 190. How has she looked so far?
So Katie she did go 190 at the beginning of the season, and now she's at 170. But she's looking really good throughout this season so far. She's definitely turned it up. She won the Boone tournament before Christmas break, so that was awesome to see her accomplish that. And she's definitely turned a corner, and it's been really fun to watch this season.
And who are some of the other girls that have been impressive so far?
Yeah, another one is Hannah Smith. She was wrestling 120 and dropped down to 115, and she's done a really good job this year. She's really surprised all of us, and she's really stepping up and becoming one of the leaders. And we have a few other girls that are doing, ultimately our team is doing a lot better this year than we have in the years past, and I'm really proud of all of them, and it's been fun watching them all develop as wrestlers this year.
As far as duels, you do have a couple of duel wins on the season. Do you feel like now you have a little bit more depth, whereas you can try to win some of these duels? You know, you don't have the open weights and can go after those meets a little bit more?
Yeah, all the girls we have on our roster at least are spread out, so we're able to fill majority of those varsity spots. I think next year we'll definitely have a full team, but it's nice to have the seasoned girls in there to help the freshmen understand what duels are and things like that. That really helps when you're able to understand what the duel is for them.
And you're a team that, you know, doesn't have a lot of seniors on it, so there's still a bright future ahead. Of the girls who are maybe upperclassmen, those sophomores and juniors, who are some of the vocal leaders out there?
Yeah, our juniors that have started with us since the program started their freshman years is Katie Lidke and Maddie Carroll, and they have definitely stepped up to lead the girls. We also practice with the middle school girls, so to be able to get those middle school girls exposed to what the high school room feels like, what the team feels like, especially for next year, is really great overall for growing our program, and being able to have those two really step up and be someone that's a voice of the program and be leadership of the program and what direction we're going in has been really nice.
That's kind of a unique situation there with, you know, sharing the room with the high schoolers and the middle schoolers. What do you see as the biggest benefits of that, of, you know, the younger girls getting maybe to learn a little bit sooner some things, or not go up against the high schoolers necessarily, but just to be in that environment?
Yeah, to be in that environment and learn the work ethic, learn the type of things that we instill for technique, and for them to be able to get up into the high school next year and they can pick up and run with it really helps that there isn't like a learning period for it. They already know what they're going to step into. They already know what it's going to look like. So then we can assess them as wrestlers at competitions at the high school level and really focus on what they need as individuals.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls wrestling coach Alana Vetterick on Coach's Corner. Tell me about what you have coming up here in the early part of January. When's your first couple of meets?
Yep. Next week on Thursday, it's January 9th. We are going to Nevada for duels. They'll put you in brackets, and then you wrestle through that bracket, and I think you like pigtail off into that. So that'll be fun. Duels are really exciting for the girls. We also have duels that weekend at Carlisle that we're eventually trying to turn those into Warren County duels, but we'll see where we can get at there. And then the next week we have, what is it? I believe it's a quad at Pella and an individual tournament at Waukee. So it'll be nice to get some duels in for the girls, get some of that out of the way, and then have an individual tournament before we start rolling into regionals.
Yeah, the regionals will be coming up before you know it, the end of January, right? And then state not far after that. Do you feel like you're on pace to where you want to be with the team right now?
Yes, 100%. We are definitely peaking at the right time. We want to peak at the beginning of the season. I told the girls that, you know, some matches that we would take a loss to, I said, listen, it's okay. We'd rather lose this match right now than at the end of the season. So to be able to learn from those and really turn it around, even in this last tournament, has been great to see. So I think we're definitely on track to peak at the right moment.
Well, that's been Norwalk girls wrestling coach Alana Vetterick on Coach's Corner. Thanks for your time. Anything else to add about the Norwalk girls wrestlers?
January 31st, we'll be at Northwest Waukee at our regionals. So come out, watch, and support.
Thanks so much, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.